And today we are going to talk about what's going on with the Boone County Historical Society. Marty Lamore, a board member, joins us. Marty, thanks for being our guest today.
Well, thank you for having me. I always enjoy our visit.
I know it's been busy. You guys are getting back at the Historical Society, kind of back into the, I guess, fall feel, if you will. Earlier this month, did have a regular board meeting that took place. What kinds of things were you visiting about?
Okay, right. The board meeting was held on the 5th, and we always have just kind of a standard agenda that we go through. We had no treasurer's report at this time. We always do our financials and look at that. And again, I think it's another one of our meetings. We had looked at how our financials were doing and what we want to do as possibly as far as are we handling them appropriately. So we're going to have some experts come and visit with us and give us some ideas about what we should do with that so that we're being frugal. There you go. We try to watch very closely what we do as far as expenditures. No updates on our website. I think everybody has that website. I can't say the word. website. Address, I guess I'll use, so that you can go online and take a look at things. We are going to be having a book sale coming up. It'll be Friday, October 6th from noon to 4, and Saturday, October 7th from 10 to 4. And this is items from Larry Adams. So we look forward to having people come and take care of that. Paperbacks will be $1 each. Hardbacks will be $2 each, and if there's any specialty books, they'll be priced individually. There'll be trail tales and posters for $1 each, so we look forward to having people come and pick up some reading material.
Sure. Yeah. People got to remember that he authored a lot of those trail tales, and some of those you're not going to find around very, very frequently.
He was such a wealth of information and had great ideas on what we should present in the trail tales and gathering those things. So we really miss him in the publications part. But Jeannie Webke is doing a great job of kind of picking up that role, as well as Deb Duncan helped do some editing for that also.
Yeah, so. Good. Okay. So book sale's the big one, huh? Book sale's the big one. Huh? The book sale will be the big one coming up.
That's right. Okay. We're still working on renovating the Larry Adams research room. I think we talked about this last time. We had the flooring done. There's some pictures on our Facebook page of the progress of how nice it's looking with the shelving all reorganized and new flooring. We've got a couple of comfortable chairs that I've got some slip covers to put on, too, so that people can come in and sit and enjoy a comfortable spot to review some of their materials, and we'll also be putting the coffee pot on, so hopefully that'll attract some people, too. We still need to get some window coverings for that room, but we're getting close to having it ready to go. So we are looking into the opening up of our second floor. That's what our goal is to work toward that. This is not going to be a cheap endeavor for us, so we're looking at possibly a grant for helping pay for opening up our second floor. But things continue to look much more organized and cleaned up on second floor right now. Hopefully within a year we will have that accomplished. And then that way we have even more for people to enjoy looking at. So.
All right.
Let's see. We are, I think I said this before, we will be participating in the Soup Supper with the Lighted Parade on November 30th. My understanding is we'll be really the only food vendor. I don't think they're having food trucks this year. So we're maybe anticipating a little higher number of people maybe to be joining us, and if anybody has interest in volunteering and helping with that, we can always use a set of hands.
That's without a doubt.
Yes.
Because I remember the first time that they did the soup supper down there, and it was slightly overwhelming. The number of people that said, "Oh, this is a great idea."
I'm not sure exactly how many years they've been doing it. I know that they had been doing it prior to me joining the board 4 years ago. And Janet Kringle was always in charge of events like that. And so we kind of fine-tuned some things, and we had to be creative when we had COVID. We've learned some new processes, but we've kind of got the system down pat now.
Okay, good. So that plan for that, people can start planning for that. And when we get closer, we'll talk about tickets and what it's going to cost you and whether you can get it to go and the whole works there. I know you guys will
find out. Back on September 9th, we had Philip Larson do presentation. I know that you've interviewed him and put that interview on the radio a couple of times. I was not able to attend because I was out of town, but it was successful. I think there was 15 to 20 people that attended that, and that was really a good kickoff to our Saturdays with the Scholar. Like I said, we're having the book sale on October 6th and 7th. October 14th, we are looking for someone to do a Saturday with the Scholar. Okay. We have a tentative, but I don't want to announce it yet until we get it confirmed.
Sure. Yep.
November 3rd at 10 in the morning, Charles Irwin will be doing a World War I presentation. Then November 11th, we are scheduled to have an individual, with, information on the Boone Biblical College to come and, do a presentation in the afternoon. So those are kind of our upcoming events of information. So.
Was it very hard to convince Charles to come back and do a presentation?
I don't know. I think he's a really good resource for us.
Oh, yeah.
We've contacted him several times about items or questions that we have. I did get to meet him. He stopped by one day, and I had not ever met him before. I just heard about him. So it's nice to have that person who has a lot of background and information for us.
Really helped start the first curator for our museum, and now, of course, great resource to be able to draw on, too, for everything else. You know, people need to remember, too, because we talked about, they'll say, well, you've been working on that remodeling the one room, the Larry Adams room, the research resource room, but you guys are all volunteers. I mean, there's no full paid position here. It's all volunteers, and you work on it when you get an opportunity to.
That's right. And, everybody, a lot of the people who are on the board, we're a working board. Everybody has their own talents and gifts that they bring to the table. And some of these people are still working full time and then doing all the volunteer work too. So we've added on some memberships and we've added on some additional volunteers, in the past month. So that's been very helpful.
And I was going to say, we've talked in the past, Howell's joining the board, a lot of volunteer time and effort they put into it.
They do. And there's, it's some weeks people are busy and everybody else has to kind of take up the slack, and that's good. There's not a minimum or a maximum amount of time required. It's whatever you're willing to contribute. So.
Is your board fully staffed right now? I mean, as far as board members? Okay.
Yep, we are. We're fully. If there's anybody who has an interest in becoming a board member, we do start to look for individuals who may have interest in it. I'm not sure who all's terms are up, but every year typically there's vacancies on the board. For individuals who are going to be going off and don't want to renew their term. If anybody has interest, please contact one of the board members. Our information is right on the site. We'd be glad to talk to you. I always say this probably every time that I'm on this program. is you don't have to be a historian. You have to have an interest, and you have to have, bring something to the table of some sort.
Sure. I know this is also the time when we start to still have quite a bit of traffic. So we're still, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yep, we're still Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 10 to 2. And if you do have a special event or like sometimes on days that we're closed, people have someone coming to town who really wants to see it, something like that, you can contact us for a private time too. And if we can work it out and get a board member or volunteer there, we're happy to do that too.
And I know one of the other things I wanted to ask you, because it's always very popular, but the lower level, which is rentable, and you got that full kitchen and everything there, which will be in heavy use when you're making soup. I know that, but
yes, it will be.
It's people need to schedule in advance because it's a busy place.
Yes, it is. And you contact me; I'm the contact person for rental, so I'm glad to help you get that set up. We do have some recurring renters. In fact, they're there right now. Our quilting group, an embroidery group, rents every month. Cultivating Community, we had a nice get-together with them. They are now renting monthly with us at least through the end of the year. And we had, I think it was on August 27th, did a jam-making workshop, which was really fun. I participated in that. Made homemade raspberry jam and then aronia jelly. So that was kind of interesting. I had not ever worked with aronia berries other than I knew what they were, knew that they have great antioxidant properties. I'm not sure if that still holds when you put all the sugar with it, but and unfortunately, I didn't get to taste any of that jam because the jars were already gone by the time I helped with cleanup. So. But it's nice to have participating community.
Just to have those groups come in, yeah.
Use it,
Yeah, the groups, a lot of times they're looking for a place where they can set up and do things like that. So all they got to do is make contact and find out what how it'll fit the schedule and work with them too. Pretty reasonable to be able to do that too.
Right. And if you're a member, the cost is to rent for the day is $75. If you're a non-member, it's $100. And there's, you have full use of the microwave, the two ovens, there's refrigeration, there is lots of roasters, pots, pans, and bigger utensils, coffee pots, drink dispensers that you can use that are property of the History Center, but you're allowed to use those. And then you just bring in your own food, whether you're making stuff there or you're catering things in, and then your own table services.
So, and again, they can make contact online. They could call and leave a message too. There's a number of different ways to do that again, or make contact on Facebook too. Those are all different ways.
Quickest way to do is to call me directly on my cell, 515-291-8108. And that way there's no delay in a response waiting for us to be open again and get the message off the recorder. But I do check my email daily too, which is marty@bchsiowa.org.
So, and folks should remember, yes, bookmark that page for the website. That's an easy way to do that. They could do that. Quickly, did want to, other things coming up. Again, the regular board meetings, people are welcome to come to that, whether they're a member or not. Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Memberships, because you do it kind of calendar year, don't you?
Yes, we do. It goes from January to December. So if you're currently a member, you'll be getting a notification that it's time to renew. And so then you pay for the following year. It expires the 31st of December. It can be a little confusing sometimes for people because they're thinking, oh, I signed up in August. I'm not due again until August. No, it goes through then. We do discount after September for anyone who joins at a half price membership for that time, but that's just for 3 months. So
Yep.
It's not an overly expensive investment. It's $25 for an individual, and it's $40 for, excuse me, I have a dog that just wanted to join us.
$40 for a family.
$40 for family membership, and then businesses are $75.
Okay. And not a bad time. I mean, I know it's early. It's September, but that means Christmas isn't that far away. If someone wanted to give a gift of a membership to somebody, they could make arrangements to do that, too.
Right. That's a great idea. Thanks for that, Jim. I'll kind of promote that a little bit. This is a nice gift.
and it does include Trail Tales and things like that. Plus, you got access to the museum if you're
exactly.
there to visit.
Yep, you absolutely do have access. And then also, again, that discount if you are going to rent the community room for any reason. So
I think that's one of those good ones. You give that, that's a gift that keeps giving if they do that. But it's one of those where I think a lot of people, if they start coming back in and taking a look at what's going on, who knows, you might get a few more volunteers to come in and help out, too, and be a part of it, too. So
we really appreciate it. All of our volunteers and all of our members, we can't do it without you. We have to have the support from you, either financially or by contribution of your time and talent. Mm-hmm.
So the things that are coming up that we're looking at, really the big one that'll be coming up next, you're going to have your meeting. Your next regular meeting will be in October, I think, on the 3rd. Again, public can come to that meeting if they wish. It's not hard to get in and be a part of it and see what's going on, find out what the board's doing. But then the book sale right after that.
Mm-hmm. So it is. We'll be getting all set up that week and all organizing. Jeannie is our super organizer, so she has everything outlined on what everybody needs to do, when, where, and how. So we're set and ready to go for the 6th.
Okay, so it'll be on the 6th and 7th, right?
Right.
October 6th and 7th. And again, part of the collection, what I want to know is how many of you and how much time did it take you to start going through that collection? Because I know it was pretty extensive.
It was very extensive. And, I hate to even ballpark how many hands. I know there was 6 of us. It's hard for me to guess.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say a lot of time.
A lot of hours spent.
A lot of hours to get things organized. So, yeah.
And a big part of it is still available for resource in that resource room, and the work continues to go on that. Keep updated on that as well. And Marty, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us and getting us updated on what's going on. More things will be coming up, and I know we'll continue to pass along the information and let folks know what's happening with our Boone County Historical Society. You have a very pleasant weekend. Take it easy.
I will.
Take it easy too. And enjoy the weather.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Marty Lemoore, our guest on our program today.